My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast on this Thursday, February the 8th, 2024, coming to you from an Ocean Key Marine Reserve in the Bahamas. We've had a little ongoing news from here this morning. It started probably 6 a.m. or so. There was problems trying to land, get to the dock here in Ocean Key due to severe currents. It was really something to see and feel as they were using the thrusters to fight against the currents and were unable to get to the dock. So the captain made the decision then to go away just a short distance away and hang out, as it looked like the things might improve. Then they tried again around 10 o'clock and failed again, went back into the holding pattern. I thought it was probably all over when at 10 o'clock this morning they opened the casino and the spa and those kind of things that are normally closed when you're in port. So I figured they were going to just scrap the day. Well, I figured wrong. They've now attempted to go in again here right at just a few minutes before 11. I can't tell from my location if they've landed or not. I do not feel the thrusters working hard. I can't tell if we're actually sitting still or not. So from my vantage point, I'm not sure if we've landed or not. So hopefully there'll be an announcement while we're doing the show. So that's been what's happening here this morning. Just a little bit of excitement. Of course, today is the last day of the cruise. We go back into Miami tomorrow. I had a couple choices of things to do, and it looks like the weather may cooperate, and I will head to Tampa tomorrow to try to get in the zoo tomorrow afternoon, if the weather cooperates. We do have a couple headlines today, folks. Bad weather affected more cruises than we talked about even yesterday. That's still the lead story. And some good news for a change. MSC and Galveston finalized the deal for the new terminal. You know, that's had some ups and downs over the last 6 months or so as to whether they were going to get the terminal, not get the terminal. Well, the deal's done. So MSC is definitely going to have a terminal in Galveston and a home port there. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Ovation of the Seas had some more cancellations. Holland America partners with Ivy Mix and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. If you're listening by the podcast, you're always welcome here. Of course, you can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. All the big hitters have us registered, so just search for it, and I'll pop up. All right, before we get to the news this morning, I do have a couple things from Michelle. You know, she's over there in Asia right now, 30 days or so. She's going to 33 days, I believe it is. She's going to be on a ship. And she was in today. What was the name of the place? It was a word that I wasn't familiar with. Surabaya, Indonesia. I'm not sure at all what all the pictures are, because I've never been in that part of the world. That's one of my bucket lists. But as usual, Rochelle just, she takes some great photos, because she's always around or has something to do with churches. And this was where Charlie Chaplin lived. How about that? I didn't know Charlie Chaplin lived in Indonesia. But anyway, so that's from my buddy Rochelle, who literally has traveled the world, the whole world. So I just love her to death. She and I cruised together. Wow. It's been about a year and a half ago, maybe. In which day, friends. We're moving again, folks. I have a feeling we did not dock. I just saw us go by a buoy. So anyway, we'll see if there's not an announcement here in the next little bit. All right, thanks to Rochelle for posting stuff from over there in Indonesia. Surabaya, Indonesia. See if I can remember that next time. All right, so the top story today, folks, comes from weather. Bad weather has played a role on cruises again, but not just in the Bahamas. Carnival Radiance had to cancel a call on Catalina Island due to bad weather on her current cruise. A visit to Ensenada was also moved to a different day. Just in the past few days, poor weather has impacted multiple ships from multiple lines, including Carnival Magic in Jamaica, after her planned stay in Ocho Rios was extended following the inadvertent contact with the pier that caused cosmetic damage to the vessel from rough weather. The Carnival Magic has been thoroughly inspected and permitted to continue safely on her six-night sailing, so she's back at it, and apparently the scheduling is not going to change any of the further ports of call or anything. They may have to adjust some timing, but anyway, Carnival Magic is back in business. High winds and swells were a factor in Carnival Paradise to remain docked in Key West overnight. I wonder if any of the chickens got on board. I wonder if they let the passengers off the ship in Key West at night. There are some clear questions about this. Also, because of the rules and regulations, they couldn't open the casino on the Paradise at Key West. We need to get somebody from the Paradise to talk. The Adventure of the Seas and the U.S. Virgin Islands canceled a visit to St. Croix. Carnival Sunshine and Enchanted Princess canceled calls to Princess Key. And both Freedom of the Seas and Oasis had the problems we talked about yesterday in Coco Cay. Outside of the Caribbean, poor weather conditions also impacted Quantum of the Seas in Australia. Just prior to boarding the ship on embarkation day, three popular port calls were nixed and replaced with alternative destinations. The unusual thing about all this, folks, is this time of year, we don't expect that much bad weather. It's not like hurricane season. Hurricane season, you expect this kind of thing. I've sailed in January, February, just about every year that I've sailed. I've never had issues like this. An occasional, you miss a call. But it seems like I miss calls on every cruise now. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, folks. There's been much to do and negotiation, rumors, and everything else about this, but Galveston Wharves and MSC Cruises have finally finalized an operating agreement for a fourth cruise terminal complex at the Port of Galveston. The MSC Seascape will home port at the new terminal beginning in 2025. I was on the Seascape for its inaugural cruise. Probably be on the Seascape again coming up in the near future. The port will develop the $100 million cruise terminal, $42 million parking garage, internal roadway, and other improvements at Pier 16 starting in early 2024. The estimated $142 million project will be funded with port cash reserves and revenue bonds. The port will convert an existing cargo warehouse into a 165,000 square foot cruise terminal. Under the 20-year agreement, MSC will have a set cruise schedule beginning in late 2025 when the terminal opens. Roger Rees, who we talked to on the show before, Galveston Wharves port director, said, "We're excited about the mutually beneficial public-private partnership. Adding MSC to our family of cruise line offers our cruise guests an elegant European-style family cruise experience." Ruben Rodriguez, president of MSC Cruises USA, "We want to give our guests the opportunity to experience MSC Cruises' unique European flavor, and bringing an MSC Seascape to Galveston allows us to be more accessible to millions of people in the central part of the United States." Man, I think it's awesome. I like Galveston. I like sailing out of there. And I like MSC. I've been on Magnifica, which is a smaller ship, has a little age, not bad, but a little age on her. And this has been an outstanding cruise. The food has been excellent. I've said all along, MSC gets a bad rap on food, and I've never seen it. And this has been excellent. I've got a small group on this one, and everybody says the same thing. They're more than happy with the So, as far as I'm concerned, this has been just excellent. I had a very nice meeting with the hierarchy this morning to go over accessibility issues. One of the things that MSC is lacking on, is the best way to put it, you have to understand that by it being a European cruise line, they don't have an ADA over there, Americans with Disability Act. So they've never had to worry about the kind of facilities that wheelchair accessible folks need. They're making efforts to fix that. They were most thankful that for my efforts and took notes of everything I had to say. And they're not things that can be fixed overnight, but they admit wholeheartedly that these things need to be fixed if you're going to have an all-inclusive community of people sailing. The issues for me on this ship are similar to those that I found on most of the other MSC ships. The public restrooms, even the handicap accessible, wheelchair accessible restrooms, do not have push button doors or key activated doors or automatic doors. They're the old fashioned fight your way through. My wheelchair accessible cabin, which is lovely, it's as roomy as any cabin I've ever been in. I have to fight in and out of the door. There's no key activation on the outside, no push button on the inside. So I have to fight through it. I've got new bruises on both arms from those doorways. On the upper decks, the doors from inside to outside are the heavy doors, and they're awful for anybody in a wheelchair or on a scooter because you don't have any leverage to push or pull that heavy a door. So it's virtually impossible. I'm a big guy. I can't open those doors from the chair. So, I mean, my suggestion was, you know, at least put one per deck with some kind of accessible door. So, you know, the community can use the facilities. We can't go through those heavy doors. I said, well, it's a good meeting. It's a really good meeting. We're slowly coming back in range, closer to Ocean Key. I'm looking out the doorway there. We may get in. Who knows? Anyway, so that's had a really nice meeting with them this morning, so I was glad to do that. All right, the next story this morning, folks, in an unfortunate shakeup of the 2025 schedule, Royal Caribbean International has canceled several cruises for Ovation of the Seas. Cruises that got axed were set to depart April 3rd, April 12th, and April 29th. And not said yet what they're going to replace them with. They've been canceled. Guests have been notified, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no reason why. Just an unforeseen shakeup of the schedule. All right, this came out this morning. I got a message from my friends at Holland America. Holland America is partnering with award-winning bartender Ivy Nix to create cocktails with essence of Mexico and Latin America. Ivy Nix is a well-known bartender. She's done a number of things, created a number of drinks. She's also done some tremendous work on raising funds for women's rights, women's issues. So her new cocktails, which have an Mexico and Latin America flair to them, and will be used on those cruises by Holland America. One is the Costa Pacifica eucalyptus infused reposado tequila. The banana. Lemon and honey. Then we've got the Lima, which is Pisco, Calvados, lemon, white peppercorn, apricot, sage, and egg white. The Puerto Vallarta, which is Blanco tequila, Aperol, lime, mango, and a habanero pepper. Sao Paulo, Cuchaca, coconut, lime, passion fruit, vanilla, and cinnamon. And the Santo Domingo, which is rum, lime, pineapple, ginger, aromatic bitters, and soda. So congratulations to America for coming up with something a little bit different. That's quite different. Definitely. All right, so let's see, that's it for the news. Well, not a lot of news this morning, folks, other than the weather stuff. Now, it's really kind of, yes, we are going to get into the dock. We are now within sight of the surf coming in on one of the beaches. So we are about to land in Ocean Key. So I'll be able to go ashore tonight this afternoon, which is good. All right, so let me see if I can get this where, since I don't have a whole lot of light, if I can get this where I can see a little bit better. All right, who's with us in the chat room today? Steve's here from Kentucky. There's Hot Air Tom. I was talking about you this morning, Hot Air. Sonny down in Mississippi. Mike over on the other side of the pond. Stella Winter. You. Hello. Nice to have you here. J.O. Sigun. Says good icon. I hope to go on Icon of the Seas. Gretchen's with us. Hi, Gretchen. Katie's here. Mohammed, how are you doing? My name is Mohammed. I'm looking for a... Yeah, no. That's a scammer. Gretchen says it's 73 and almost hot enough to swim. Well, it looks like it's going to be a lovely day, and we have gotten into the dock now. We're going past one of the beaches that I am going to be able to go ashore, which is excellent. Gretchen, a 3 p.m. wine tasting, okay? Sandra's here, says, what's up? This Mohammed person, I hope you guys are absolutely not paying any attention to that. I don't know if I can. I block that or not. I've got a bit of a strange signal here. Kenneth's with us up in Pennsylvania. Chili Nate got our excursions booked for Alaska. It's great and very informative. Definitely going to have them help out with our next cruise with hotels and flights. Good, Steve. Glad to hear that. Yeah, he was he's on a plane today. Again, he's flying. I was hoping to meet with him on my way back home. But, well, I just have to take care of that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up, actually, for the week. Remember, I am going to get off the ship tomorrow. There will be no show tomorrow at all. So, sorry about that. here comes the announcement. I knew we'd have one. Let's see if it says what I think it's going to say. Well, they haven't said anything yet. All right, so anyway, no show tomorrow, folks. I hope to go to Tampa. And then I will be at home in studio on Monday, as usual, and start catching up on a lot of this stuff that I'm behind on. All right, that's it for today, folks. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. Hopefully we'll all get together on the high seas.
Bye, y'all. Good news for anyone that chose to look out the window or outside of our open decks. You might have noticed that we are.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.